It is the Love Line. Wow, I'm loud. Phone number for Love Line, 1-800-LOVE-191. Fax number 310-854-4455. Dr. Drew's a board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist. A special Love Line from San Diego tonight, home of 91X, a very old affiliate of ours, and we're happy to be here. We did a little speaking engagement at the University of San Diego.
University of California, San Diego.
UC San Diego, and now we're out here doing our thing from San Diego. Cisco is going to be in our Love Line studios tomorrow night. We'll be glad to see Cisco again. It's been about a year since Cisco's been there. Good guy, and glad to see all the success he's had, and we'll be glad to see him tomorrow night. Drew?
Yep.
Ooh, good times there, Drew. We're trying to work out Drew's call computer here so we can get to some of these calls for you. Drew, you got that worked out?
I'm ready. Here we go.
Who is this?
Nick Onika?
19? Annika? Hi, Annika.
Hi.
You're 19. What's up?
I have a problem having sex with my boyfriend. I'm on the bottom, I can't get wet. Like, it's dry and it hurts. Mm-hmm. But then when I'm on top, I'm too wet. And it's like, I could have just dumped a glass of water on us. It's that wet. And we have to stop and, like, clean up before we can finish.
Hmm. Really?
It's just one way you're into it and one way you aren't.
Yeah.
That's what it boils down to, right?
Well, maybe it's like her vagina is like a tumbler, and when she sits up, it tips over.
Pours out.
Yeah.
No, I think she's into it one way and she ain't into it the other.
All right. So you're into it when you're on top.
But it's like too messy. And
no.
Is there any way?
No, it isn't. What's the matter with your boyfriend that makes you feel like it's too messy? That's not right.
Oh, it's like, we'll be soaked.
Okay. Why don't you try doggy?
That hurts, actually.
All right. Well, can you get to a position that's somewhere in between him on top and you on top? Like you in the middle and him in the middle?
We haven't found one. I wondered if there was anything I could do to make it not so wet or like wetter when I'm...
Okay, I got a plan. Why don't you get on top for a few minutes and then hurry up and get on the bottom while the moisture's still there? Yeah?
That's the idea.
There you go, Annika. Good times there, baby. Glad we could help. Well, I don't know how to answer this one. I really don't. If doggy, it's good times. Doggy's right. Painful. On top is too wet. On the bottom is too dry. What the hell are we supposed to do? Wheelbarrow.
There you go.
All right. Who are we talking to, Drew?
Damon.
Damon?
Yeah?
You're 13?
Yeah.
What's up?
When I masturbate, I can't ejaculate.
Yeah.
You've never been able to?
No, I've been able to before, and these past 2 months, I haven't been able to.
You on medication?
No.
Okay, well, how many times have you actually ejaculated?
I don't count it, really.
Yeah, start counting. I wish I'd counted.
Just to keep track?
Yeah.
Like Daffy Duck kept his feathers, or Foghorn Leghorn kept his feathers numbered for just such an occasion. You number your ejaculations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Sure.
It'd be fun to look back.
Oh, a tally.
Yeah.
Maybe you did sort of document the memorable ones?
Yeah. Number 11,400,027 was surprisingly good.
Bold bouquet.
All right. Hey, Damon?
Yeah?
Why do you think this isn't working?
I don't know. I, masturbate for, 7 minutes, and I'm, worn out. My arms start to hurt, so I just stop.
I see.
Yeah.
I'm not going to worry too much about it at 13.
No. It may just be part of your biology. Have you been depressed or sleeping improperly, anything like that?
No, not really.
Maybe you need a fresh cache of porn.
Mm.
You're wearing out your old porn?
Yeah, kind of.
All right, maybe you need to turn it over. You do need to turn that over every once in a while. As you know, Drew, I look at my porn as my children.
Yes.
They're all precious to me.
Yes.
But even I have to admit, once in a while, I have to turn it over.
Yes, purge.
And adopt some new porn.
Oh, I see.
Introduce that into the family. Let me ask you this, Drew.
Yeah.
If you start, is it possible to start masturbating at a young age, 12, 13 years old, have an ejaculation, and still have it be too early? Do you know what I'm saying?
No.
It's not possible.
What do you mean? I don't know what that means.
What I mean is you start at an early age.
Yeah.
Maybe it's 12. And maybe you do ejaculate the first 10 times.
And then it hasn't really taken hold yet.
But maybe it's still too early,
yeah.
And maybe you're still, then you got to go another year.
Or there may be some fluctuations in your biology, right? You may be sort
right.
of turning on, but not
you get a little surge of testosterone,
yeah, right.
because you ate a Taco Bell.
Yeah, yeah. That makes sense to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'd say that's what's happening with Damon.
Right.
Where are we going here, Drew?
Well, I'm hoping Anderson puts these people on hold.
All right.
Let's... Yeah. Hey, Damon. Oh, we put him on hold. It's Paula.
Hello?
Paula?
Yeah.
You're 16?
Yeah.
What's up?
I have a little problem. I was having sex with my boyfriend, like, the other day or whatever. And I just, like, we had to stop in the middle because, like, I had some flashbacks. And I had a flashback of my father. Like, I saw my father, like, right in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like, so weird because, like, I don't remember getting molested by him or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I don't know.
You sure it's molestation that you're having a memory of? Or maybe you're just thinking of your father in a very intense situation. And maybe you're really not ready to be sexually active. Maybe these are just sort of these emotions that are flying around and making you have these overwhelming feelings.
Did your father tell you not to have sex?
No.
Did you think he did abuse you?
I don't know. Because, like, my flashbacks are, like, when I have those flashbacks, all I remember is him coming in, like, my room and kissing me goodnight. And then, like, later on that day, like, later on, he'll come in my room or whatever. And it's like, from there, it's like I just go blank.
Well, where's your dad now?
He's dead.
What happened?
He got into a really bad accident from drinking and driving.
Was he a good guy when he was alive?
I don't know.
No?
Like, I was, like, maybe 5 when he died.
Hmm.
Yeah.
You think he might have done something to you, huh?
What's your mom think?
I'm not sure.
Have you brought this up with your mom?
Well, no, because, like, my mom, she's also an alcoholic.
So. Did you call her here once before?
No.
She sounds exactly like I called her a couple nights ago.
Is your mom still drinking?
Yeah, but she says she's going out, AA.
Okay, why don't you go to Smalatine and talk to other people who've been... What?
I've been trying to, but I've been getting, like, busy signals and everything.
Well, your mom's going to AA, right?
Not yet. She's going to try to, but I doubt it, though.
Well, it's not something you try to do. It's something you do every day, at least once a day.
Mm-hmm.
And why don't you ask her to take you with her to a meeting that has an Alateen meeting right next door? And while she goes to AA, you can go to Alateen.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
There are meetings like that all over the place.
Well, stop by the churro stand that's between the two.
Just call AA, and they can tell you where their combo meetings are,
like,
right?
Do you think I could have gotten molested, like, whatever, when I was younger or whatever?
I think you had an alcoholic dad, and that's significant enough, and that needs to be dealt with. I think you have an alcoholic mom. That's very significant. That needs to be dealt with. I think your dad may have done some scary stuff while he was loaded. I'm not totally convinced that he sexually abused you, but it's a low priority in terms of dealing with it right now. The high priority is dealing with being a child of an alcoholic, and that's what you got to go to work on right now, right?
Okay.
All right. Good times.
Okay.
All right. And don't get pregnant, you screwball. Let's talk to...
Chris.
Chris.
Hey, how's
Chris, you're 27. What's up?
Well, I had a question. Oh, first of all, I'm a big fan.
Thanks.
I watch the Man Show all the time.
Thank you.
I had a question about my profession. I take breaks. I work in a hospital.
Your profession?
I'm sorry?
Yeah.
That's a word that makes me shudder when Chris says it.
He works in a hospital. He takes breaks.
I visit different sections of the hospital, ICU, DOU. And
what is your profession?
I'm sorry?
What is your profession?
Candy striper.
Surgical tech.
Mm-hmm.
I work in different departments, supply, but I go through various departments, and some of the nurses I'm kind of friendly with, and there's a so-called contaminant rooms, biohazard rooms.
Yeah.
And
goes on in those rooms? Is that where there's, like, medical waste and that kind of stuff?
Right.
Basically, when a patient is in isolation.
Right, it's the body fluid.
All right. Listen, Chris. I'm done asking you questions.
Yeah, so what is your question for us?
By taking a girl in the room or having any physical bodily contact in the biohazard room, which you have to wear gloves for, I'm sure, I don't know what various diseases or anything can happen in the room, but I don't know. Would that be bad for...
Are you rolling around on the red bags? What are you doing?
Bumping and grinding, whatever. I mean, is that wrong? I mean, what can you catch in a biohazard room?
Listen,
a hospital's kind of like a grapevine. You say something to somebody, everybody knows. So
yeah.
It's not
they have a PA system. All right. Listen, Chris, you have sex in the middle of the room. Don't lean up against a hefty bag full of bile. You understand? Yeah. Or fecal matter. Or stuff that came was drawn from a syringe. This is a ridiculous question.
Well, but I think you're asking, is there anything airborne you can get? Is that right?
Kind of. So I mean, yeah.
Are you supposed to wear a mask in that room?
Basically, it's gloves for sure, most definitely. If you don't wear gloves and you get caught, I mean,
are you supposed to wear a mask in that room?
No, not an ICO.
Okay, right,
you're not likely to get airborne then. And that's. The hospital it's incumbent upon the hospital to protect its employees. Certainly the nurses would know what kind of debris is in there. So just don't...
I have a question for you, doctor.
No.
What? What?
I mean, my dad was a police officer, and when I was 9, he was shot. Uh-huh. And so I've had a lot of animosity towards police. And just, you know, and my liking towards women is just extra phenomenal. Is that somewhat related to my dad's death and me getting back and trying to, like, having him as a challenge to...
Well, wait a minute. Who shot your dad? A hooker?
Another policeman shot my dad. My dad was, like, walking down the street all disgruntled with a stick, and the officer pulled him over and said, drop your weapon. And
so you said your dad was a policeman, too?
Yeah, and he thought my dad had a weapon with a stick. Long story, he was playing soccer, knee, all that crap, but... Anyways, my dad turned around and he shot him and dropped him. And he went up and saw his badge and they flew a helicopter. It was too late. But if that has anything to do with that.
There's a lot more to this story.
A lot more to this story, yeah.
All right, hey, Chris.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. Your dad was kind of physical with you, right?
No, not at all. He coached my soccer teams and all that good stuff.
He was never rough with you at all?
No, never. I idol him.
Hmm.
I mean, I'd give anything to have him back.
Chris, did you do a lot of drugs?
A little. I played varsity soccer and all that stuff, but I never got really much into the hardcore drugs.
Getting back to the soccer.
Yeah.
Listen, most people who play soccer are drunk and drug addicts and high.
Yeah.
What do you keep going back to the soccer for? Okay, listen. Anderson, put Chris on hold. What the hell do you want Chris to do? Because I was having trouble having a conversation with him.
He's having trouble tracking. He's probably a marijuana addict. He's certainly sexual compulsive, maybe a sexual addict. I was trying to get at what caused him to be sexually compulsive or addicted. If indeed he is a compulsed and or dependent on anything, how about dealing with that? Yes, he had a serious trauma, but why did that trigger or unleash this drive that he's got now to seek sex and seek drugs, and that's an addict thing. That when people get a trauma plus that biology, boy, it really gets going.
The cop shot your dad. That doesn't mean you hate women.
No, somehow it was something he saw it as going. Very bizarre.
Okay.
But the point is, he's sexual compulsive, and it's a way of managing one's affect. People, addicts, use thrill, use sex, use drugs as a way of feeling okay. And if you feel bad, you've been feeling all empty and awful ever since your dad died, your idol. I mean, that's an awful thing. This is not the way to deal with it. You need to deal with it more directly. And really coming to terms with and mourning the loss of your dad is probably what you've never done.
And don't get a BJ in the bio room. That's just, that's a Corolla rule. My grandfather sat me down when I was just knee-high to a boll weevil and explained to me...
Over the borscht?
Not to get a BJ in the bio room.
Out.
Sherry?
Yeah.
You're 27. What's up?
Well, I really just had a question. I just found out last night that I was pregnant. And not even 2 weeks ago, I was in a car accident. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know I was pregnant. I had a lot of x-rays done, and I'm just wondering what kind of effect that would have.
What I I'm not a doctor, but I would assume it would give them superhuman strength, wouldn't it, Drew?
No, it turns them into giants.
Oh, giants.
Yes.
Yes.
Into what?
Nothing, Sherry. How pregnant are you now?
Probably not more than 3.5 weeks, 4 weeks.
So you would have been, when you had the x-rays, you were 1 week pregnant.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe two.
Maybe two. And what were the x-rays you had?
On my chest, my back, my hip, and my shoulder.
Well, all the good parts.
Yeah, well, so it certainly gets across your pelvis there. And, yeah, of course it can cause damage. People, you don't want to expose x-ray to a developing embryo. That's not a good thing. Does it have to mean disaster? No, it doesn't. But there's really nothing can be done now. And if it really were a disaster, wouldn't you think you'd hear more about that kind of thing leading to significant problems? It's not something it typically does.
No, and put it this way. If it was a death sentence, or your child was going to come out retarded or something, don't you think they'd talk to you about it before they x-rayed that area?
No, they didn't know she was pregnant.
I know,
yeah,
but
they asked me. But
they would ask you.
Oh, yeah, and she said no.
I didn't know.
Okay, bad times.
And but it, again, if it's a significant hit, usually the pregnancy terminates spontaneously. You have a miscarriage. Okay.
All right, but who should she talk to?
Talk to her obstetrician. There's nothing can be done. Really, it's over. It's happened. Whatever happened,
well,
happened.
How would I know if it did cause any damage?
You'll probably have a miscarriage. You'd probably have a miscarriage, but obviously the potential of other things going wrong is highly unpredictable.
I mean, I don't know. It just seems weird that I didn't know I was pregnant, so...
No, listen, hey, Sherry. First off, my new policy is I only say someone's name 26 times before I hang up on them. Number two, tell that buffoon in the background to shut his pie hole. Is this the father of this child?
Yeah.
Oh, what's this guy do? What's he do for a living?
Right now, nothing.
All right.
No surprise.
Let's hope there's a spontaneous abortion here. Please. Is this guy, you married to him?
No, we're engaged.
All right. And is he an alcoholic?
No.
Out of work construction worker?
No.
What's he do?
He does casino work, actually.
All right. I don't trust this guy. You make sure he's a good dad to your newborn, all right?
Yeah, we have another child together.
Boy.
How's he doing with that kid?
Oh, good. Real good.
Now, okay. What were you saying? What seems weird to you now?
Well, it just seems strange to me that I got into a car accident and nothing happened.
What do you mean?
I would have assumed that I would have had a miscarriage then.
No, listen, Sherry, that baby wasn't even implanted yet. It's still floating in your fallopian tubes. Don't be ridiculous.
All right.
It's not like there was a baby.
Listen, there's no answer to this question. You just have to stay with it and write it out.
Yeah, I mean, perhaps someone will suggest you have an abortion. I don't know. That's going to be, that'll be up to the treating people.
The treating people?
Whoever treats her.
All right. Who's this?
Hello?
Does that say anonymous?
That's what it says.
Hey, who's doing the phone screening over there tonight?
Sarah. Oh.
Okay, don't write anonymous. Okay.
Hello?
It went on hold and came back. It erased the name.
Ah. Uh-huh.
So what's going on? Hello?
Hello?
What can we do for you?
Me?
Okay. Listen, Anderson, hang up on this person. Or put them on hold. Thank you.
Chris.
Yes.
You're 20. What's up?
Okay. The erection problems, buddy. To start off, I was in a relationship for about a year and a half with my girlfriend, and any time I wanted to get aroused, it was no problem. I can do it any time. But now I'm trying, starting fresh. The relationship ended. I'm starting off fresh, and every time I'm with the girl, I just can't get aroused whatsoever.
You can't get aroused, or you're anxious and sort of overwhelmed by everything? And
I don't know if it's nervousness or...
Yeah.
It used to be that way before I was in the relationship. I would start making out, and I'd get aroused once, and then once it went down, it would stay down, and I couldn't get it back up to perform.
Yeah.
So you were never able to have sex?
Oh, yeah. I used to have sex, three times a day with my girlfriend, but now that I'm with new girls...
How long does this last for, this new girl syndrome?
So I've been out of the relationship for about six months.
All right.
You understand what I'm asking?
No. Listen.
How long
does... I don't care. I know that when you lose your erection, you cannot feel your penis anymore.
Right.
You have the anti-erection.
Right.
You're not even flaccid.
You have someone else's penis.
You should wish, yes, that your penis is... Yes, you have someone else's penis, and you just pray he gets an erection. Because right. It's not yours. It's
attached to someone else's.
And it becomes smaller than it's ever been. It's weird. It's like it doesn't even hang. Meaning, if your penis right now,
it retracts.
Right now, if you just went in the bathroom, you could probably get yourself a little wood going in about a minute.
Okay,
no problem. But if you had the anti-erection, you couldn't do it with Hoover and a tub of lard.
Couldn't find my penis.
No, it's in you. It'd be hiding in you. I'd have to punch you in the stomach in order to get your penis out.
Didn't we talk about that once? How it turns into just a little.
Yeah. Yeah, that's bad times, Chris.
But listen, don't you then continue a relationship with that person and eventually kind of work it out?
Well, it's not just with that one person. It's with no matter what girl I try it with.
Yeah, but how about having a relationship with someone and kind of working it out, letting this anxiety settle down?
Yeah, that's what I'm kind of asking. It's like the first time it's always like that, but once I get to know the person, then I can perform better.
Chris, I'm asking you once, and then we're going to hang up if you don't answer this. How long does it take before things go back to normal?
With the same girl, I'll be with her probably a matter of weeks.
And then things are okay again.
Right.
All right. You need to have a relationship then. Your body's telling you something.
Sentimental penis. That's all. That's a Bob Welch song.
Oh, really?
From the mid-70s. Sentimental penis.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to take ourselves a little break. It is Adam Kroll and Dr. Drew coming from San Diego tonight. When we come back, we'll speak to Sid. He's a fetish of watching guys getting hit in the nards. Wants to know if that's normal. I'm going to go out on a limb and say no, but we'll get to it after this.
Back in a minute.
Hit Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's my good buddy over there, Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Cisco in studio tomorrow night. And let's hop back on the phones, Drew, and speak to Sid. Sid is 18. He's got that fetish for guys getting kicked in the nuts.
Yep.
Sid?
Yep.
Yeah.
When did you first discover this, and how?
Well, he was riding his bike.
Ah.
No, I guess for as long as I remember, like, I can remember being 5 and trying to coax one of my friends into doing it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But now, is that a sexual fetish, or is that just something that's good for a laugh?
I would say sexual. Sexual,
all right,
yeah.
Listen, he's full of crap.
Yeah.
No, I'm serious. I'm not. Hello?
What happened? What did he do, hang up?
Yeah, it seemed like it.
All right. He was starting to run into that Adam Sandler voice. That's why I didn't believe him.
That's Leon?
Yeah.
Leon, you're 30. What's up?
Hey, yeah. How you guys doing?
Good.
Good.
I'm calling from San Diego, and of course, the big news down here has been the shooting. And I got to thinking about it, and I got to thinking about how you guys are always saying, like, how bad parenting leads to bad kids.
Oh, yes.
I was wondering if you thought that maybe it would be a good idea if, like, for every crime that's committed by a teenager or a kid, the parents should also be held just as accountable. Like, what
we've said that it's something like that for years.
Or a penalty is imposed on that minor, then the same penalty should be imposed on the parent.
Yeah. Well, Leon?
Yeah.
I think we know how you feel about it. We feel the same way. We absolutely do. I liken your child to a dog. You own a dog. You let that dog run free. That dog bites somebody. You're in trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
It is the exact same thing.
Or at least it'd be incumbent on the parents to show that they did everything responsible to try to treat or manage this kid's behavior.
Yeah, but I've seen it 1,000 times where you just see the single mother and she's got 5 kids and she's like, I can't do anything to stop this kid. He's all over the place. What am I supposed to do? And it's like, here's what you're supposed to do. Have him arrested.
Yeah, that's right.
Whatever it is, do what you would do with that dog.
That's right.
If you can't keep that goddamn dog in your yard and stop him from getting out and biting the neighbors, then you put him down.
Yeah.
Or you send him away to some camp or some farm that your uncle has. Or you call somebody. But you do something. You act like If, you know, here's what I want parents to think. If you got a 13-year-old, a 14-year-old, 15-year-old who's out of control, who's running wild, who's constantly getting into trouble, I want you to fear that the cops are going to show up and take you.
That's right. They should.
And if you have that fear, I guarantee you'll do something about that kid.
Yep.
Because there's no way you're going to be laying around not knowing where he is, thinking the cops are going to show up for you in a few minutes. I'd love to make parents responsible for that. Hey, nature or nurture, it's their fault. Any way you want to slice it. All right, where are we at here, Drew? Amber?
Yeah?
You're 15?
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
First I say, Adam, you really kick ass. I have your name written on my shoe and everything.
Ooh, the shoe.
Yeah.
Dr. Drew, you're cool, too.
Yeah, but not on the shoe. Not shoe cool, right?
No, just you, Adam.
Devastated.
Yeah. Yeah, you know you've arrived when you're ridden on a young girl's shoe. Thank you, Amber. Go ahead.
All right. Well, when I get, like, around guys, like, I start going out with guys, and, like, even if they're, like, just, like, holding hands with me or if we're making out or something, I feel like they're suffocating, and I have to get away from them. And I start, like, avoiding them and stuff, and then I just end up dumping them. But I do this with every guy.
Do you want to? Is that, I'm not asked this, do you wish you could hang in with them and can't? Or do you really feel uncomfortable and just want to get away?
Because I really like them, and, like, at first it's okay, but then, like, after just a little while, I just all of a sudden feel like I have to get away. Like, yeah.
Answered that one.
Any idea why being close to somebody would make you feel so uncomfortable?
I have no idea. It's just so weird. And, like,
is there anywhere that close relationships have been unpleasant for you?
No, I have never had any real problems or anything.
Have you ever lost anybody close to you?
No.
Where's Dad?
About 20 miles away. I still talk to him, but he's a jerk.
Okay, well, that's... Hey, you've lost a dad.
Listen, it's very sad that we've gotten to this point as a country where Dad is sort of... If Dad hangs around, it's gravy. But if he ain't around, it's sort of expected. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Your dad abandoned you, right?
Well, they got divorced, and I just don't talk to him because I get in fights with him all the time. He's a real jerk to me, so...
He abandoned you. He's an idiot. He's gone. He's an alcoholic or addict?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Come on, Amber.
All right.
There's no wonder relationships are unpleasant prospects for you. The only one you've been close with, the only model for a close relationship has been a disaster.
So is that, like, why I can't stand being around guys and stuff?
Yes.
Not until you find a real idiot. Then you're going to want to be around him.
Well, is there a way to stop it?
Right.
Is there a way I can stop it?
Yes, you can go to Al-Anon, you can get a sponsor, you can work the steps, you can get a therapist, and yes, what's going on in your head will change, and you will change your who you're attracted to, and interestingly, who is attracted to you.
Right. In the meantime, don't get pregnant. Lena?
Yes?
You're 19?
Yes, I am.
What's up?
I keep having these dreams of having sex with women.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is that I'm not attracted to women. I don't like women at all in that sort of manner.
Mm-hmm.
And it's freaking me out because, like, these dreams are intense, you know. It's, like,
mm-hmm.
heavy, you know. Like,
Slow down.
And stuff. And I just keep having mm-hmm. these dreams. And mm-hmm. it's just, like, crazy because I'm not attracted to women. Mm-hmm. And any way like that, sexually.
You done, Adam?
Or romantically.
Finished?
Oh. All right, next call. Let's get a call about sports or something. Come on, why do you talk about sex all the time? Can I find some dude, talk a little sports in San Diego? I think Chargers think about trading Leaf. What do you say? Take some sports calls?
Lena, you know who you are. You know how you feel about women. You're having dreams. Big deal.
But
why do they have to disturb you so much?
But I don't understand it. I mean, you know.
Okay, let me ask you some questions. Okay. These aren't nightmares, though. Do you enjoy these encounters in your dreams?
At least in the dream.
In the dream, yeah. But, like, when I wake up, it's like, why am I having dreams of girls? Why can't it be guys?
Well, maybe your subconscious is telling you a little something.
Or maybe it means something else.
Well, I think she protested a little too much when she declared her heterosexuality.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying, girl?
She's had any premature activity with other girls.
Yeah.
Have you ever had any sexual encounter with a woman?
No, there's never been, like...
Never?
Never.
Not even fooling around as a girl or anything?
No, never. Mm-hmm.
Your parents religious?
Yeah, actually, yeah, my parents are very religious.
Why'd you go down that path?
Why? Because,
they don't, like, believe in computers and stuff like that. They don't believe in stuff like that and technology.
What are they, Shakers? Quakers?
By the way, what does it mean you don't believe in computers? I reject the existence of this computer we're using right now. I don't believe it exists.
Evil. No, they're like Amish, evil. Right?
No, they're not Amish.
Does your mom make her own butter?
No.
Is your dad named Hezekiah?
No.
Does he have a beard with no mustache?
No, I don't have a father.
On weekends, does he let you borrow the cart?
No.
And the horse.
Right. What do you mean? I mean, like, what's your dad do for a living?
I don't have a dad. I don't have a father.
Well, so understandably...
Well, wait a minute. I thought your parents were very religious.
Well, I have a stepdad, but I don't consider him my father because I think if someone was your father, show you loving, you know, be loving towards you and not abusive or stuff like that.
Who's abusive?
Well, my stepfather, he used to abuse me.
In what way? In what way?
Physically, nothing sexually or anything like that.
All right, so it makes sense you'd have some weird feelings about men. And maybe have you ever had sex with a male?
Yes, I have.
How was that?
It's pretty great, actually. The thing is, I've had 7 sexual partners, but I've never really had an orgasm with any of them.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
It's kind of crazy.
All right. Are you living with your screwed up stepdad now?
No, actually, no. My mom kicked him out.
Okay.
Probably like yesterday. So.
And your real dad, he's dead or gone?
I don't know anything about my real dad. The last time I tried to get a hold of him, his brother kind of hesitated to tell me how he was doing, so I kind of figured maybe he died or something.
Oh, okay.
So.
All right. Hey, Lena?
Yes?
You got some sorting out to do in life. You got your head filled with a bunch of crap. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
It's like a garage full of junk. You got the weird religion. You got dad disappearing. You got the abusive stepdad. Many things to think about. More to think about than the dreams of women.
Yeah, the dreams are just symptomatic of how confused the garage is. Right?
All right. That's good. All right, and the reason I brought up the religion is because she seemed like she was almost gravitating toward women a little when her defenses were shut down.
Mm.
When she let her mind run wild.
Mm-hmm.
You know these people that get drunk and they get on a woman, or they get drunk and they start sort of living the life or saying the things or doing a sort of... they become uninhibited.
Yeah.
And some of their true nature sometimes shows through.
Mm-hmm.
But then under the sobering light of day, there's all that religion and everything. She sounds like someone who was beaten down a little by religion.
Sure.
And so doesn't dare have these thoughts on a conscious level.
Mm.
May have some feeling somewhere. And then freaks out when she sees them.
But then, of course, her feelings about men must be weird, too.
Right.
So.
Okay. So all bets are off.
Yeah.
You got to get some therapy, some counseling, work some of this stuff out.
Yeah, she's only 19, my God.
All right, we're going to take ourselves a little break. What do you say there, Drew?
Sounds good.
Who are we going to talk to when we come back? Macy?
Yeah.
Yeah, Macy's 20, has been with boyfriend for 3 years, doesn't enjoy sex at all. Wants to know if there's any suggestions. Well, we got some after this.
Loveline. Loveline. 1-800-LOVE-191. Back in a minute.
Love line. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Cisco in studio tomorrow night. The thong song Cisco. I was talking to Drew about these slip-on shoes.
Mm-hmm.
He got himself some, these slip-on shoes. They're all the rage now.
My partner from my daytime job, the Men from Mars, Women from Venus, bought me these shoes.
Right. Well, I'm sure he didn't buy them. I'm sure
he bought them.
Really? Yeah. Went out and bought them.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I stand corrected. The point is these sort of slip-on all-terrain tennis shoes are all the rage now. I've seen everyone has them now, especially in, like, the last 4 to 6 months.
Yeah.
I've been wearing these things for a few years, and now everyone's wearing the ones I bought 2 years ago. And here's the real sad part. I feel compelled to defend my feet by explaining to people that I'd been on this 2 years ago, and then I realized what a dick I sound like. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know that guy who has to explain to everybody? Oh, no. You got on to REM like 8 years ago, but I was on to REM before they came out with their first album.
Right. The implication is it belongs to me.
Yeah.
They're my band.
I was into them. They used to play in my friend's garage, and I'd be over there in my slip-on shoes, my slip-on all-terrain shoes, because I was the first dude who was smart enough. No, it means you're sort of a Nostradamus, too. Like, you know
what's coming,
what trends are coming, and you were smart. And you're what it is, too, is you're no poser.
Right.
You didn't just jump. You didn't see Charlie Sheen wearing a pair of these when he did an interview on Leno. You were doing this years ago.
The original.
So I now feel compelled to tell everyone I was wearing these goddamn slip-on shoes 2 years ago, but then I have to stop myself. But I think I just did it just now, didn't I?
You sure did.
All right. Touche. But I slid it in.
Yeah. You made us think like...
Sound like what a comedy routine.
Right.
But yet I got my message across.
That's right.
That's the beauty of me. All right. Should we speak to Macy?
Mm-hmm.
Macy's 20.
Hey.
Macy?
Hey.
Yeah.
What's going on?
What's up, baby?
I seriously, do not enjoy sex whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. You know, I started wearing these slip-on shoes in 84.
Yeah, that's really cool.
yeah, Pioneer. They ought to name it after me.
And, so why do you engage in sex if you don't like it?
Well, because I have a boyfriend, and, I mean, he wants to, so...
Mm-hmm. Why is it that you don't want sex with him? What else? What else is wrong in the relationship?
No. It's not him. It's like, I mean...
No, why is it that you don't want sex?
Because it doesn't feel good.
I know. But is there anything else going on in the relationship?
Well, I'm kind of... I mean, the reason that I'm even with him is because, he's, really supportive of me and, he understands, when I don't want to have sex.
Hmm.
And, I don't want to go... What?
Oh, yeah.
You've always had some issues with sex?
Well, I mean, yeah. I've had boyfriends before him, and I didn't enjoy it either. And, two of them broke up with me because, I didn't want to have sex with them, every night. I don't want to go through that again, so, I'm kind of staying with him.
All right. And what... Okay. I got a couple of feelings. A, I don't think you're really in love with this guy.
Oh, no. She's with him merely because he doesn't bug her about sex. That's the reason she's with him.
This is a match made in heaven. He's impotent. You're indifferent. That's great.
But seriously, I mean, I don't want to go through, because I like guys. I mean, yeah, I totally love going out on dates with guys. And I get
why wouldn't you want to have sex frequently with a man you were in love with?
Because it doesn't feel good. I mean, it just, doesn't do anything for me.
Right. Well, what happened? Were you ever victimized?
No, never.
Nothing ever happened to you?
Never.
No trauma?
Nope.
Are you on any medication?
No.
Is your vagina hooked up? Sometimes they don't hook them up. They're just like a TiVo. Like my TiVo. They just sit there.
Have you ever been in love?
Probably not.
All right, why don't you focus on...
I'm going to get to the bottom of this. Where's your dad?
In San Francisco.
Yeah? How do you get along with him?
Oh, great. I lived with him for the last 2 years.
All right. Is he a good guy?
Oh, yeah.
Why did he leave in the first place?
Him and my mom just fell out of love.
How do you get along with your mom?
Great. She's like my best friend.
Ooh. Listen, You don't think you're scoring any points around here with my mom's my best friend BS. We can't stand that.
No, I have great parents. I love them both very much.
Okay. Well, then, you've been with guys you haven't been in love with. It's time to set the bar a little higher.
And by the way,
can't you be alone for a few months?
You have to
be with someone all the time?
Oh, no. I have been alone for, periods at a time.
10 minutes?
There's ample evidence, by the way, that divorce can really affect people's capacity for intimacy for a long time after the divorce.
I don't know. I don't think I've been in love really or anything, but, my friends go out and, have sex with, guys they go out with for a few weeks and stuff, and, they always, talk about it. They're like, oh, my God, it's so great.
Well, listen, they're building it up a little, rubbing it in your face, too. Maybe you're a lesbian. Think that's it, Drew?
No.
All right. Listen, find a guy you're in love with. Don't stay with this guy for 3 years. Stop wasting his time and your time. You're 20 years old, for Christ's sake. You're not into the dude. Just cut him loose.
And find a relationship you really are into.
Angie?
Yeah?
You're 25?
Uh-huh.
What's up?
I think I may be sexually compulsive or sexually addicted, and I was wondering where I would go to get help for that.
Well, there are people that specialize in treatment of that, but just starting with a sexual...
Now, they also have these tours in the Philippines that'll do... Well, that's if you're just going to continue, right?
See, yeah.
Yeah.
But SA, there's you know, should be SA in a community where you are, and check it out. To call your local AA if you don't know...
Would they be able to hook me up with SA?
Yeah.
Oh.
Are you a recovering alcoholic or anything also?
My father was.
Yeah. Did he do stuff to you?
No.
Were you sexually abused?
Not that I know of.
What makes you think you're a sex addict?
Just that I use it insignificantly. Like, I don't have to be in love with somebody to have sex with them.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm not really committed to any particular person, and, you know, it's more of a I need to feel good about myself sort of thing.
Yeah, are you doing it all the time?
When I can.
Are you doing destructive situations?
Not anymore. I have, though. I used to be a drug addict, and...
Didn't I ask if you're an alcoholic? I asked if you're an alcoholic, right?
Yeah.
All right, so you're an alcoholic. You're not in recovery then, are you?
I no longer do drugs.
You're not in recovery. And
no.
You've got to get in some recovery. You've just crossed over to using sex instead of using drugs.
Yes.
And that will also lead you back to drugs. I guarantee it. So you need to get into some form of recovery. I would say don't even focus on your sexual addiction. Focus on just recovery from drugs and alcohol. And in the process of that recovery process and where you work with your sponsor, you will see what the emotional source of all this behavior is.
All right. Meanwhile, you could go to SA, right?
Yeah, but she needs specifically her drug and alcohol problem is significant. It's active. That's all.
How do you find SA in Los Angeles? You like to call a place up and you go, I'm looking for SA, and they go, orderly, Holmes. What's happening, SA?
Nice, Marina.
Yes.
What's going on?
Hey, my boyfriend's in prison right now, and
good times.
I'm sorry.
Good times.
Hello?
Keep going.
Oh, he's in prison and...
good times.
And he's going to be getting out in about 4 months. And I'm very attracted right now to an older man at my job.
How much older?
He's 42.
What's your husband?
Boyfriend.
Boyfriend. What's he in prison for?
For domestic violence.
Oh, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
Well, you better stay with him. He's a keeper, this one.
It just happened once.
What'd he do?
He came home drunk one night and decided that he was someone told him something about me, and he came home and he wanted to have sex with me, and I refused because it was at 2:00 in the morning and I had to go to work the next day. And I refused, and he decided to beat me. And so I called the cops on him, and he's doing some time in there for that.
So have you had some treatment for being the abuse?
No. No, I haven't.
Has he been treated for his alcoholism?
No.
Okay. Well, so the one thing I can promise you mm-hmm. is that things will not have changed when he returns home.
Well, that prison is really, men really turn themselves around in their drug.
And I can promise you this is going to get worse.
They come out gentlemen.
Guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
So unless you do something, Marina, why do you expect things to be different? And by the way, by doing something, I don't mean...
Because it happened just once.
By doing something, I don't mean shacking up with your friend at work.
Mm-hmm.
I mean changing what's going on emotionally in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't make that change, this is going to go on. Guaranteed.
Hey, goofball. He never... Did this guy have any priors?
Yeah.
Yeah. What were his priors?
He has...
He's beaten other women, right?
History of... Not with women. No. He has a history of violence. Okay. He's gone to anger management.
Yeah. He's an alcoholic. They're missing the pointer. He's an alcoholic.
Yeah.
Okay. Listen, champ, what's your plan here?
I don't know.
We'll just wait till he kills you? Do you have any kids?
Yes, I do. But they're not his.
Yeah. Okay. Even worse. They get beaten by some dude they don't even know.
Or they see their mom beaten by somebody they don't know.
Listen, how many kids do you have? Oh, Anderson, put her on hold. You're lucky you got put on hold. Marina, how many kids?
I'm sorry?
How many kids do you have?
I have two.
All right. Listen, you take care of those kids. You stop getting involved with these idiots. I'm sorry for what your dad did to you, but stop it. Stop screwing these kids up. Mr. Alcoholic with the priors, the history of violence. Now he's beating on you and you're waiting for him when he gets out of prison. Jesus Christ, honey, I'm sorry for what happened to you, but why punish your kids?
She's got to go to some treatment. Got to, or she will not change this. She'll find another abusive a-hole.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back. It is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Cisco tomorrow night. Just me and the doc tonight. And let's get back on them phones and speak to...
Julie.
Julie.
Hi.
Hey, you're 25. What's going on?
I've been seeing a guy for a month and a half, and we've been having sex for about a month now, and I don't know if he has, like, an erectile dysfunction problem, but he doesn't really get completely hard when we have sex, and then whenever we do, we have sex, and then he gets soft, and then he never or hardly ever comes. So I'm just wondering what I should do about that.
And by the way, what would erectile dysfunction look like to you?
I don't know, because I was, like, doing some research because I didn't know what it could be, because I'm beginning to think that it's me. I mean, he initiates sex and everything, but he's not... I've never been with anybody who gets soft while we're having sex, and then...
While he's in you, he gets soft?
Well, yeah, because he'll be firm, but not totally hard, and then we'll have sex, and then while we're having sex, we'll just be going at it for a long time, and then it's like he loses his erection.
Well, how long are you going at it?
Take a leak. Continuously for 15 minutes, I guess? Or?
Oh, I see. Yeah, this ain't a great sign. It has nothing to do with you.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're a little hotter, I'm sure he... No. Drew, because we know that a guy can be a little nervous, a little apprehensive, and get a little bit of that leather in the peccaroo, right?
Leather in the peccaroo.
Just leather. Yeah. We call it leather because I'm a ceramics major, was in high school, and they used to call clay somewhere between wet and dry, they'd call it leather.
Mm-hmm.
It was just sort of...
That was good for clay, though.
You couldn't handle it too much. It would crack. That's the way my penis is when I'm leather.
Cracks, yeah.
But the point is usually if they can get it from that stage and get in you and get going a little, then the blood starts circulating.
Right.
And you hear that compressor engine kick in.
Right.
And it starts going.
Yeah.
The fact that he's getting softer at a certain point is not a great sign.
Is he on any medications?
No.
How old is he? 73.
Well, he's 30. He's going to be 31.
I see. Now, see, that kind of works against him, because I was thinking, well, maybe is he inexperienced?
No.
Was he married for a while and recently divorced?
No.
Does he talk with you about his problem?
No, we don't really talk about it. We sort of just...
How is that happen?
How, do you ever give him oral?
Yeah, but it's really weird because it's like when we do anything like that, it has to be like really fast and just, you know, like kind of mechanical in my opinion. You know?
How's the oral sex?
Well, that has to be really fast too. Like I just...
Yeah. Can he have an orgasm?
Well, he has a couple of times, but not... Yeah. but not all the time. You're saying that it could be me? You're saying that he might... Is it possible that he's just like... That I'm just not the type of person that he's attracted to?
I'm saying if you're a little hotter, that... No, I'm just screwing around with you. There's nothing wrong with you. And listen, guys who can get up... Listen, guys screw like transvestite hookers all the time and have no problem.
Yeah.
And I've seen guys drunk... With eight other guys standing around, and they're on top of some transvestite. No trouble.
I don't think he would stay with you if he wasn't into you.
Right, right. I'm wondering, Julie, does he give you oral pleasure?
Yeah, he does. I mean, he does, and...
That's quite a glowing review.
How does things sort of wind down when you guys are having sex? He loses erection, and then you guys just go, forget it.
Usually, like, I'm ready for him to stop when he does, because we've been going at it, and and then he stops, and then...
You need to have a little talk with him.
How do I bring that up? I mean, what do I say?
I would just talk to him, say you just want to talk about your sexual experience. I noticed that you're not climaxing. Is that normal for you?
Times. Yeah, and has he ever given you an orgasm?
Orally, but I haven't had one during intercourse.
Okay. Well, you got to give him some points for doing the oral route, or as I like to do, the oral fecal route. All right.
So,
listen.
Do you think this is something that I should definitely talk to him about?
Oh, absolutely.
Listen, all of you out there, within the sound of my voice, most guys are eager for the fray and good to go, but there's a certain percentage of guys that are almost like women. And that they have to get comfortable with somebody, they got to break them in, they got to work it in.
Or they need a certain kind of stimulation. You know what I mean? Some guys.
Or they need something very specific, like a stiletto heel in the ass or something.
Right.
These are all the things you must work out within your relationship. Do not be scared to talk about it.
Yeah.
All right. Where are we going here,
Lisa?
Lisa?
Hello?
What's up, baby? You're 21.
Yeah, whenever I go out to, like, clubs and stuff, girls hit on me, and it's been really confusing for me because I've also had, like, bad relationship with guys, and, like, now every time I go out, girls hit on me, and it's like, I'm thinking, do I set off a vibe to, like,
yes.
bad girls?
You must, whatever it is. It's the, I like abusive guys, and I'm open for anything.
But it's really scaring me because I mean, it doesn't disgust me to think of girls, like, in a sexual way.
What do you think they're saying, these women?
I don't know.
What they're picking up on?
Because, like, you know, like, they will, like, you know, grab me or, like, rub my shoulders and stuff and, like...
Do guys do that also?
Yeah, guys hit on me, too. Like, just like...
Same way?
I went out and I can tell you just as many guys were hitting on me as girls were.
All right. Well,
in the same way.
You have a very popular ass.
Boy, are you, like... You have a bunch of tats and pierces and stuff?
No, not at all, no. I look very, very girly.
Okay. Well, you're an attractive young girl. You go to clubs, people get drunk, and everyone hits on you.
So...
What's the confusion?
See, because I'm thinking that I, like, just because I had, like, bad relationships with guys, like, now I'm becoming a lesbian. Does that make sense?
No. Bad relationship with guys can make you more into guys, just bad guys.
See, I only pick bad guys, too. So, like, now I'm like, you know, maybe I should leave guys alone and go for girls.
Yeah.
Why don't you leave everyone alone for a little bit and figure yourself out?
But I don't know how.
Well, just don't go out to the club. You do what I do. You stay home and you wait to die.
Do you dress very provocatively?
No, not at all.
Well, what are you doing at the club?
Well, I usually just, I don't even, like... get drunk or anything really either. Like, I just go with my friends and we dance and well, actually last year I used to go to this club that was like mainly like it was a gay bar, but just because they played better music, and I used to go with my friends, dance with my friends, and leave with my friends again. Don't talk to anybody or anything.
I know, but isn't there something with you women that makes you want to go out there and be desired by people even if you don't desire them?
Yes.
And why is that? You know what I mean? Like, I like people liking me, but if I don't like them, I don't want them to like me. It's a pain in the ass.
It's a need for validation. They need to feel good about themselves. That's
right.
All
I mean, how insecure must you be that you have to just go out with your friends and dance and have people come up to you and then you just turn them down all night and then you call us and talk about how much people love you?
Yeah.
Look, if you're having trouble at these clubs, don't go to the clubs. If you're into women, get into a woman. If you're not, fine.
But more, she needs to figure out why, you know, what it was the dad did to her, so what kind of abuse was perpetrated against her that caused her to go out and pick all these abusive guys over and over and over again, and then to be so unclear about who she is that, eh, well, now I'll go lesbian if I feel like it. What the hell?
All right, you do that, Drew. Is that Rochelle or Rachel?
Rochelle.
All right, you're 21.
Yeah, my question is I've been together with my son's dad for about, I'd say almost 5 years. 4 or 5 years, and we keep breaking up and then getting back together and breaking up and getting back together, and you know, like this last year we've both been dating other people, and I have a really hard time of being by myself. Like, I keep going back and forth between these two guys. Like, I'll break up with my son's dad and then go to this other guy, and then we'll break up and I'll go back to my son's dad, and I'm only 21 and I'm seriously scared of dying alone.
Yeah, well, you've been left alone at other times in your life, right?
Yeah.
When?
Well, my dad was never around when I was younger, and then he came back around when I was in fifth grade, and everybody, all my family told me that he was dying of cancer, but 2 weeks before he died, I found out he was HIV positive.
Mm. Was he a drug addict?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. And so how old's your kid?
He's 3. He turns 3 this month.
Mm. So you had a kid when you were 18, huh?
Yeah.
Pregnant at 17?
Yeah.
Good times.
Yeah.
And can you create a little stability on behalf of your son so he doesn't shoot one of Drew's sons?
Well, you know, that's my most important thing is him.
Yeah,
and
I can see.
You know,
well, it's a priority for you.
It is a priority. It's the only
Why don't you get in a committed relationship and create some stability in your life if that's your priority?
Yeah, and it's like I don't have anywhere to go. So.
Well, wait a minute. I thought that was your priority.
What?
Creating stability for your child.
Yeah, but I'm trying.
Okay.
I'm not together with my son's dad, but I'm living with him. Because
is that
we don't
stability?
Have to go so that my son will have both of us in the house.
Right. Yeah, but both of you in the house, it's like having a mongoose and a snake in the house.
Yeah, it's horrible because, you know, he antagonizes me by, you know...
Yeah, all right. Well, listen, why don't you let that child, give him a chance, let him be raised by a family of raccoons, okay? So he's got a chance. Jesus Christ. Listen, everybody, I hate to sound like a broken record, and I hate to sound like a ball buster, and I know you guys got problems. It's just I immediately lose all sympathy for you and your problems when you're jacking around your kid. Now, you're not going to continue on with this guy. It ain't going to work long term, this father of your child, as you announce him. So why don't you just sever things for good, move out, and find yourself a substantial relationship that's consistent. And if you got to lay low without a relationship for a little while, then so be it.
So be it.
Being alone ain't such a bad thing, everybody. You can discover things about yourself. Everyone's got to have noise all the time. Got to have noise. Got to have drama. Got to have music. Got to have relationships. Got to have yelling. Got to have something going on. Just sit alone with your thoughts for one goddamn second, everyone. Can you be brave enough to do that?
Jacob?
Hi.
Hey, Jacob.
Hi. What's up?
I want you to break up with your girlfriend and be alone with your thoughts. I think he just left us alone with our thoughts. Sure. You're 14. What's up? All right.
Jacob, we're going to hang up.
Okay, I think I confused him. Or maybe he's breaking up with his girlfriend.
That's into him. Paul.
Yes.
What's going on? Oh, my God.
There's a weird delay thing going on with the phone. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I got a problem with cold sores.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been a problem for about 25 years. I've had them since I was a kid.
Why is it such a big deal?
And, well...
Oh, my God.
Hey, Paul?
Yeah?
Do your friends know you as Paul or by your pseudonym, Mr. Excitement?
Mr. Excitement.
Okay. What's up there, Quaalude boy?
Sorry. Just
all right. A little. Let's get it together. Here we go now.
Okay. So no, it's
on the radio. Here we go.
National radio.
Here we go.
Let's get it together. And go.
Okay. So anyways, yeah, it's been kind of taken over my life as far
why
as...
Why is it such a big deal? Why is it such a big deal?
Well, I'm an actor, and it's really embarrassing. I don't know. Feel
right,
like
turn your radio off. You're listening to the radio at the same time as you're talking to us.
Screwing me up here. Hold on.
Well, turn it off.
Drew. Now I'm going number two. You want to cover?
Okay. Oh,
and you know, people wonder why I hate all our callers. Paul?
Don't hate me.
Yeah, we're now going on hour number three of you and your canker sore.
How often do you have these cold sores?
Do you want help or don't you?
Yeah, I need help here.
Okay.
How often do you have them?
Quite frequently.
How often?
I pulled down a job. I dropped out of school because of them. They're just
Paul?
The most... But yeah.
How often?
How often? About once
hang up.
2 months.
Once every 2 months.
Yeah, I hung up on him.
He has a cold sore once every 2 months and he can't work because of that? That's nuts.
Okay.
That's a problem. And plus, you could take medication. It could decrease the outbreak to about 5 days. So 5 days out of 2 months and he can't work?
Well, listen, he says he's an actor. I can just see him as an actor. He's probably was probably just an ensemble of Showboat recently.
Oklahoma.
Yeah. He was in Ether, the musical. It's like, oh, Christ's sake, how often? Well, how often?
Quite a few.
How often? Well, I can't hold down. How often? Oh, Jesus. Listen, go to the doctor or dermatologist.
Anyone can treat these. They can with Zovrax or Famvir, these medications, they can cut the outbreaks in number down and the duration way down.
And you can be one of those people who gets on this full time.
Sure, you can be, if it's that big a deal.
It's like, what's that called, suppressive therapy?
Yeah, but why would that be such a big deal to him? There's something way more going on, and it's psychiatric, and it's not about his skin.
All right, well, who could tell by talking to him? Yeah. James?
Yes.
You're 22. What's up?
I'm in love with my best friend's girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And
does she know it?
Me.
She is?
Yeah.
Well, then she needs to break up with your best friend.
Or, I don't know. She's
living off him right now, and she has two kids.
you want to take over the care of those two kids?
For her, yes.
Oh, man, this is a crazy situation.
What do you do for a living?
I install carpet and tile in schools.
I see. Well, probably getting a decent paycheck, right?
Yeah, decent.
All right. You got benefits?
No, not at all.
Really? No no insurance or anything, huh?
No, nothing.
You're not working for the school board?
No.
You're working for some contractor. Some subcontractor comes in there and does that?
Well, we're private. I mean, our boss doesn't offer us any benefits.
Oh, I see. Well, listen, how old is this chick and her two kids?
20. And her first kid's 2 years old and her second kid's 18 months.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, it's your best friend's girlfriend. Why are you carrying around along with her? She's your best friend's girlfriend.
Because this has been going on for... before they were dating.
All right. These are his kids?
Yeah.
Both of them?
Yes.
And does he want to marry her or anything?
No, he doesn't.
And they live together?
Yeah.
Oh, this is so nuts.
She's there for the free ride.
No, she's not, James. She's not. This is like the cheating husband who is always telling the mistress how he's going to break up and his wife mistreats her. It's the same exact situation, except the sexes are reversed.
Right. Interesting. Hey, James?
Yes?
Listen to me. As you know, I'm a genius. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Self-proclaimed, albeit, but a genius. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I will predict your future with this chick. You two will then have two more kids, and you'll still be laying goddamn carpet in some elementary school, and your life will be miserable. This chick has problems. I guarantee she has problems. And her kids have problems, and you will inherit all of that if you hook up with her. Can't you please just find some single chick with no kids who's freed up, who's not your best friend's girlfriend, and just let them be? Can you please do that?
There she is now.
I can try, but I'm in love.
Well, I know, but being in love is not an answer for anything in our show.
You're one good date with some other chick away from being out of love.
Being in love with someone else.
And don't hide behind that in love excuse. And I guarantee you this chick is screwed up. I guarantee it because she'd not be carrying on this way.
Right.
She wouldn't have two kids with this sugar daddy she's leeching off of. And that ain't even the case.
And if we talk to the sugar daddy, imagine how he would see the relationship.
Right. Best friend. Oh, my God. Just but listen. Listen, you know, I feel sorry for you women out there who are young, who have a couple of children, who are sort of, in a sense, your life is almost ruined because you have ruined it by forfeiting your youth, your education, your career. You had a kid at 17, you had another one at 19, you got a third on the way, you're screwed. And I feel bad for you. But the guys who hook up with these crazy chicks and jump basically in the toilet with them, these guys are even dumber. This guy is, now it's not to say that you can't have a relationship, marry or do whatever with a woman that has a couple of kids, but I guarantee this chick is trouble.
Oh yeah.
And James, because he's desperate more than he is in love,
right,
he can't find anybody else,
yeah,
is just going to jump right down the bowl with her,
and she's just manipulating the hell out of him,
and this guy's probably going to try to shoot him.
Yeah.
All right. Should we move on, or you want to...
Let's take a break.
All right, when we come back, Drew?
Good times.
Who are we talking to?
I thought we'd talk to... That would be interesting, line four. Whoop.
That's good. I memorized all the calls, so the screen just went blank as soon as Drew said line four. All right, we will talk to Jay. Jay's 17, girlfriend taking friend's insulin. Wants to know how it'll affect her after this.
Love line.
1-800-LOVE-191. We'll be right back. Hey, Loveline. I'm Adam. That's my sometimes friend, sometimes lover. Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Cisco in the hizzy. That's the his house. I never quite worked that one out. In the his house? In the his house.
Right.
Everyone always corrects me on that. In the his house. I'm quite sure how that works. We don't have to say his house, do we? In the house, right?
You're looking at the lamest guy.
Or in the hizzy.
Why would you be asking me
in
stuff
the
like
his
that?
House? In the his house. Well, he'll be in the his house tomorrow night.
Let's talk
with
to
us.
Jay.
Until then, we'll get back with Jay. 17, Jay.
Yeah.
Adam, right, so your girlfriend.
You're a genius. Yeah. Adam, you're a genius.
Thank you.
Drew, so are you.
you too.
Hey, Jay. Let me ask you a quick question. Yeah. Is it Cisco in the his house, or is the his house?
I think it's the hizzy.
The hizzy.
The hizzy.
But that's short for the his house.
Jay.
Whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. You got
well,
a question?
First, Adam, if you don't mind, I wanted to go off and comment on the situation that went down in San Diego yesterday.
Yeah. Please, Jay. We've been waiting to hear from you.
Yeah. But I just wanted to let, I am a member of the high school population, and I wanted to let all the idiot kids know out there that if they feel like taking a gun and going to school and shooting it, you know, shooting up the school, shooting up innocent people, I direct the stupid, idiotic people that feel that way to take the gun and just shoot themselves, you know? Instead of involving innocent people and trying to make a name for themselves, I don't even know the kid's name. I don't even want to know him.
It's all kind of an irrational impulse, and I'm not sure there's a big difference between kids that turn the guns on themselves versus those that turn them on other people.
But
it's sort of a fine line.
Jay makes a valid point to anybody who's going to shoot up anyone, especially if they're suicidal.
Should just
kill yourself first. Save yourself the trouble. All right. Thank you, Jay. Now, what's the problem?
Anyway, my girlfriend, she has a friend that has diabetes who takes insulin shots. And for some odd reason, my girlfriend has been taking the insulin shots. I don't know how many times. I think two or three times she's taken them, and I wanted to know the effect.
What would possess her to do that?
She thinks that it would give her some kind of high or something. She says it makes her feel good, but
she's such an addict that she has to start shooting insulin and stealing insulin from a friend.
How old is your girlfriend?
She's 17.
Yeah, she's severely troubled.
She's a piece of work, but
she's a serious piece of work, because let me tell you, women especially young women, are usually pretty freaked out about needles anyway. And anybody who's scraping for a high this hard has got some serious S going on in their life.
As far as I know, I don't think she's ever done anything else. I think her
You sure it's insulin?
Yeah,
she's
injecting?
For what's insulin? What's it comprised of?
Insulin is a hormone that lowers your blood sugar. It sort of maintains your blood sugar metabolism.
And if a person without diabetes took it, what would the effect be?
It will profoundly lower the blood sugar and put them into a coma. Their brain needs glucose in order to function. The glucose will be depleted, and the brain will shut off, and she will die. It's very simple.
So, why hasn't she died?
Because she hasn't quite driven the sugar down low enough. She hasn't taken a big enough dose, just by coincidence.
All right. Jay needs to have a serious talk with this chick and start talking to her about getting some rehab or something. Because, Drew, I mean it, for a woman to do this especially. Guys are stupid. They're goofballs. They experiment.
No, she needs a psychiatrist.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
This is life-threatening importance for her.
Stacy?
Yeah.
You're 20. What's up?
I've been seeing this guy recently. He's 31 years old. And I was wondering, is that too old to her?
Yeah. Is he a good guy?
Yeah, he seems to be pretty good.
He's divorced?
Yeah, he's been divorced for about a year now, I think.
Does he have kids?
Yeah. He's got a 9-year-old and a 13-year-old.
13, huh?
Yeah.
He's 30?
31.
31.
Yeah.
His kid's older than you are, right? And you hesitated a little if I asked you if he was a good guy.
Well.
All right. Hey, listen. Hey, that's it. Yeah. Break up.
Forget it. If you have to hesitate like that, just forget it.
But you've been dating a guy for a few months. It's like, is he a good guy? Like, how long did they say they were going out?
A couple
of months, right? Yeah. Okay, listen, you got to take a huge inhale and a slow exhale if I ask you of your new partner. I didn't ask you, was he world's greatest lover? Is he treat you like a queen? I said, is he a good guy? Break up. That's it, all you screwballs.
Hey, Nick.
Hello?
What's going on?
Hey, me and my friends made this, I guess you'd call it a Santana Relief website.
Mm-hmm.
For all those people that were involved in that shooting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what do you get on this website?
Basically, just people that have family over there, and stories about, you know, we have some people that have family in Columbine when that happened.
Mm-hmm.
And so we post and stuff like that up. You know, just it's basically a support group. You know,
that's good.
Yeah.
What's the address?
It's kind of long.
And, all right.
We're trying to get sponsors so we can shorten it, but here it is so far. http://NickVoss, NickVoss tripod.com/relief/main.htm.
Wouldn't it be better off they just walked the letter over to you? Wouldn't it be faster?
Probably.
Oh, my God. Drew, why is that so long?
I don't know.
Why does it have to be that long?
That's what I don't know. Why?
Basically, if you want to get a WW, it costs $100 a month to get that.
Ah.
And this is so they can put up their billboards and junk. And yeah, but we're trying to get it, you know, maybe put it on the Dr. Drew website. I don't know about that, but
he doesn't do any charity work.
We do, and you can call a.
He's not the March of Dimes. You understand? Actually, he wants to turn a buck over that.
It's actually drcoop.com now that runs the operation, so you can call Dr. Coop in Santa Monica.
All right.
Okay.
You just asked for information?
Yeah.
Dr. Coop in Santa Monica?
DrCoop.com.
See if you can list your website on your web address?
We'll talk to the people that are running that, yeah.
All right, Nick. You're doing God's work over there.
Thanks. Oh, can I say one more thing?
Yeah.
Just basically to everyone. If they have any stories or any support they'd like to add on, they can email me at nickwilcox@home.com. You know, just to help people. And
all right.
Let's go.
Well, thanks. Nick is 16,
yeah.
Taking care of the world. Greg?
Hi.
You're 30. What's up?
Yeah, I just saw you guys live over at UCSD. You guys rocked.
Oh, thanks.
It was so funny. I haven't laughed that hard in so long.
Really?
Really, really good.
Well, thanks.
Good. Well, you know, I'm a student there at UCSD, and straight-A student returning after about, I took about 4 years off to recover from alcoholism or get into recovery.
Mm-hmm.
Been sober for 3 years now. And I guess I freak out the girls when I ask them out there because, like, you know, I'm 30, they're about, you know, 22 to 24.
Maybe that just freaks them out, the age difference.
I think so. I'm just, yeah. You know, asking for suggestions.
I can remember being in my 20s and thinking 30 was really old.
Yeah.
There was a guy in my medical school class was 30, a couple of them, they're about 30, and it's like, wow, oh my God.
Yeah, these are McCoys studying for his test. Yeah, but you know what? I don't want to punch holes in Greg's theory, but on the other hand, if there was a hot 30-year-old dude, he could really mop up sexually on campus.
Just because he had more stability and sort of more...
Drew, imagine if you were cut loose on a campus now, knowing what you know.
Right.
You'd be banging chicks at the rec center and phone booths, right out in the street, parking structures.
Actually, I wouldn't.
You just leave a wake of sexed women behind you.
But I would go very clearly at exactly what I was interested in. You know what I mean? I would mess around.
Yeah, because the time, the clock's ticking.
Yeah.
Well, so
Grim Reaper's waiting around.
Here's what I'm saying, Greg. And, you know, I don't mean to attack you because you came out and you support us and you said all those good things and everything. But if you're a 30-year-old guy who ain't freaking them out, you shouldn't be freaking them out. It shouldn't be the age that freaks them out. And it ain't the age that's freaking them out.
So what else do you think it is?
There's something that Greg's doing. He could be hitting on the wrong girls.
It might be my glances, because, you know, I'll be walking down the campus, and there's, you know, as you saw, there's tons of hot chicks there.
Yeah.
And, like, even chicks that I barely glance at will, like, cover up, you know, like, cover themselves.
So you look at them like in those Warner Brothers cartoons where the guy's on a desert island and one turns into a hot dog or a hamburger.
Right.
They're starving.
Well, that's my point.
Yeah. They do not like the lean and hungry look at all.
Well, they like the lean look, but not the hungry. I mean, Greg, you're putting out a vibe that is freaking them out, and you got to get to the bottom of that vibe. But don't get mired in the age, because let me tell you something. There are every 22-year-old chick, 23-year-old chick, 19-year-old chick is open to dating an attractive 30-year-old guy, has no problem with it.
Think how
have you met? He said 22 and 24.
Yeah.
Do you think there's a 24-year-old chick alive who wouldn't mind dating a 30-year-old guy if he wasn't freaking her ass out?
But what a compliment, huh? When the guy, you notice that when you look at women, they cover up. Imagine that feeling. It's like, whoa, my God.
Hey, I've done that to prostitutes. I've had prostitutes pull like a poncho over them just by driving by.
Just because you looked.
Yeah, through the rear view.
Think of that look. What must be in that stare?
Whoa. They're picking up something in Greg's vibe.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something. That's all women are. They ain't great thinkers, as women. I don't know if you've discovered that. Well, Drew, you're married, you know. But they do know vibe.
They got instinct.
They got instinct. They're really more dog than human, women. They really are. They understand vibe.
They hear the high-pitched whistles and things.
They hear that high-pitched, that Whitney Houston type singing, and Ella Fitzgerald. They react to that. It hurts them. That's why they can't go on planes.
Oh, is that right?
Hurts their ears.
Ah.
Yeah, they're not equipped for it.
They start running around in circles, too, on a plane.
They chase their tails.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk to Ken. Ken is 27. What's up?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
Fellas, I love your show. You guys keep it going. I hope you last forever and a day. You know what I mean?
Thank you.
sensing that we're tiring out.
I understand. No, I haven't... I don't know if it's really a problem or not. I have a problem with, when I ejaculate, not every time. I'm not a faithful person. I wouldn't say not faithful, but I have various sex partners. Very safe all the time. Always take care of but I don't have the room in my life right now for a settled down relationship. Mm-hmm. And I've been seeing this girl now for probably about 3 months. Started having sex. And the thing is, just with this one female, I have a problem with dizziness during my orgasm.
Are you really into it with her?
Oh, I mean, I'm really into it with all my partners. You know,
but anything special about her?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Really trying to figure it out because I mean, she's beautiful. I've noticed her. You know, I've noticed her months before we started seeing each other. And, you know, that's just, you know, the way I am. I'm like straightforward. Hey, you know, let's just get together. Let's have some fun. that's about as far as I want to take it, you know. And they either say yes or they say no. And this girl, I have my eye on her, you know. And it's just funny because during sex, the sex is great. Sex is wonderful. It's got to be great, or I can't continue on with female. But it's
very high standards for his penises, Ken. Hey, Ken, listen. But are you really working up a lather? Do you think you're hyperventilating at all?
Right.
I don't know. See, because it doesn't happen. I mean, sex is great with every woman I have.
I can't track your head.
Well, here
he just rambles on. He just goes
Ken,
off.
I'm sorry.
Here's the thing. If you're running on a treadmill,
yeah,
you know you're getting tired, and when you get too tired, you get off the treadmill.
Yeah.
But when you're having sex. It's like when they talk about these guys that are shot themselves up with PCP and right. They have the strength of 10 men. You know what I mean?
Yes.
You can be going, and when your body, when you should be resting, you don't rest. You just keep going. And maybe you're getting all worked up, and maybe you're hyperventilating, and maybe by the time you get to the orgasm, it's sort of the crescendo, and that's what's causing the dizziness and the lightheadedness.
Yeah.
And it's something about her that he's.
It's got to be. I mean, that's what I was. Huh? It's got to be something about her because it doesn't happen with all.
And it doesn't. I don't suspect it would be a bad thing.
Well, listen. Look at it this way.
Enjoy.
Either you're mad. Either you're madly in love, or you have a brain tumor.
No.
Or both, no, perhaps.
No.
Okay. I like. I always close my eyes and pictured the haggard souls that these guys are humping.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like when a guy like Ken goes. Yeah, I manage my own muffler shop, and I'm a straightforward guy. I come to the ladies, I tell them, listen, I want sex, and I want you. And if that means we got to do it in the waiting room or the lounge or in the head, or if we have to move some of these tools off my desk and do it right there, that's fine. But listen, baby, no strings, because Ken can't be tied down. This ain't Gulliver Travels. You know what I'm saying? And you think to yourself, what chick is agreeing to this condition with Ken,
yeah,
sexually.
Holding still long enough for this.
Yeah. And then Ken lays it down. Hey, if I like something, go up and talk to it. I'm picturing what he's talking to. You know, everyone close your eyes. Yeah. I'm a straightforward guy, and I tell him straight out, I need a BJ, and I don't got time for commitment. I got to have a quick orgasm. I'm going back to one of my bitches. Do you think guys really do that, or you think they just don't talk about it? You know, like, I never trust it when guys go, hey, I'm straight up with people. I tell them it's my way or the highway. I always go, yeah, do you really say that or you just kind of not say anything?
That's like people insisting that I'm so honest.
Yeah.
If somebody says I'm honest, I don't trust them.
Yeah, me neither. Because it's like, if you have to convince me you're honest, you're hiding something.
Yeah, right.
Or where are we going here?
We're going to break.
All right. Good times. We'll be back after this.
1-800-LOVE-191. We'll be right back.
It is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. It's Dr. Drew. Drew and I were just talking about the Miss USA pageant that Drew helped to judge, along with his good friend...
Martha Stewart.
Martha Stewart, Donald Trump.
Yeah, yeah.
And then just some other B celebrities, or was there like Surge, hairstylist of the stars?
It was Ananda Lewis and Karen Duffy.
Ooh.
And Donald Baldwin. Daniel Baldwin.
Yeah. And who'd you vote for?
Texas, the one that won.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Now, how does that work? Does everyone cast a couple of votes?
No, they actually show your votes on the screen until you get to the end, but they have a little computer thing, and mm-hmm. they tell you, you know, vote your gut. They don't give you any instruction.
What was her talent?
No talents.
Oral?
This thing is just...
No?
This thing is just a visual, this one. And yeah, it was hard. I thought to myself, my whole life, I've trained myself not to just judge people this way, and now I'm sitting there in judgment.
Well,
it's ridiculous.
You said you like Miss Georgia.
Yeah, I did like Miss Georgia.
But then what happened?
I promised myself I wouldn't vote for someone that didn't look like they were eating, which was none of the ones I picked. And I also promised myself I'd pick the one that answered the questions the best.
Well, you said this one was all looks.
Texas did better than the questions.
What questions? You said it was all looks.
Oh, no, at the end they pick the judges' names out of a hat, and each of the judges asks a question, mm-hmm. and then they get Shatner asking a question at the very end.
Now, what did they, like, was one of the questions, like, what would you rather do, perform oral on your mom or have intercourse with your dad?
Oh, you're so ridiculous. Somebody would give you $1 million, would you give oral sex to your dad?
Oh, right. Yeah. Right. What kind of questions did they have?
It was, you know, who's your favorite female athlete and why? Mine was, they gave you the questions. Mine was, sexual education is controversial in this country. What's your opinion?
Uh-huh.
And who taught you about the birds and the bees?
Oh, really?
I didn't get to ask my questions because they didn't pick my name.
Oh.
That would have been interesting to see how they dealt with those.
All right. So, Miss Georgia, she had cotton in her mouth. You didn't like her.
She just wasn't as good with the answer.
Miss Texas is now Miss USA?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, good times.
Good times.
Doesn't seem to be as big a deal as it used to be. Is it? Aren't we on to other things like hardcore porn? I know my penis has moved on. All right. Let's talk to somebody, Drew. Yes. What do we got over here?
Let's do this. This is John.
John? You're 30.
Yes.
What's up?
Hi. Well, first of all, thanks for talking to me, doctor. I appreciate this. Basically, I'm calling because I have a problem. I consider it a big problem, actually. About 5 years ago, my girlfriend, you know, she became pregnant. And we found out that she was HIV, you know. And, you know, then I tested myself and I was also HIV, you know, positive.
Hmm.
And my question is, actually two things. How do you handle this with girls? I mean, because we broke up, you know, like about a year ago.
And what happened to the child?
The child's fine. She took some medicine and was able to...
prevent the transmission.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, good. Are you on anything right now?
A couple of minutes, yeah. Very little.
Okay.
Yeah.
And is your viral load well down?
Yeah, it's undetectable.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Who got AIDS? Who was the one who got the HIV?
Well, I believe she had it because, you know, my son, that was before her.
Yeah.
And my ex, before her. I mean, everybody's fine, you know.
All right.
And after we got together, you know, these things happened.
Hey, John.
Yeah.
A quick question here. How many kids are you going to have with how many women?
You know, it's...
you
I
got
like
an answer?
Yeah, I don't like it myself, you know.
Okay. It's not your bag?
I'm sorry?
You're making a pretty good hobby out of it.
You're doing quite a bit of it for someone who doesn't enjoy it too much.
Yeah, it's not that, you know, I enjoy it. It's just, you know...
All right.
You know,
you got no control over your life. What are you going to do?
It didn't work out, yeah, you know.
Yeah. And if it happens again, it happens again.
Yeah. Well, I wish, you know, I was with my first wife. First of all, I didn't have to go through this, you know.
What happened to her first wife?
I was young. Basically, I think I messed up. You know, I was young and a lot of friends, you know, going out.
Okay. All right. Are you in the lives of these two kids?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Okay. All right.
You know, they don't live with me, but...
No.
I support them as much as I can emotionally and...
sure, you do what you can.
Economically, yeah, you know.
What's your question?
Well, basically, it's been so hard for me to find somebody that...
Are you honest with the women that you date about your HIV status?
Yeah, because I tell them up front, you know.
Good.
I don't want the thing that happened to me, you know.
You know, the last couple I dealt with, that was interesting. It was on the Men Are From Mars and Women Are From Venus show, and the couple... The woman was an AIDS educator,
yeah,
and she got this guy to speak on, you know, about what it's like to have HIV, and they developed a relationship, and now they're married.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a great help to John.
No, but I mean...
Well, if you go on a TV show, maybe you'll meet an AIDS educator.
No, he might get around other HIV-positive people. He might get around people who are in the field who understand it.
Hey, they must have websites... Do they not?
Well, he's in Los Angeles. He can start with AIDS Project. I'm sure they have social groups in this.
Believe me, they do. And these are some of the best-looking, horniest people out there. They really are. And listen, it's free love and good times. I mean, I don't think you're going to find someone who's not HIV positive to hook up with.
Well,
if you do...
Like I said, this was an AIDS educator.
Close your eyes.
Yeah.
Think about the person who's getting into
couple.
It.
I met this couple. They're right. Great.
That was the one. The one chick who was out there got snatched up. Pardon the pun.
All right. Jay.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Have
we had eight people call Jay tonight?
Yes.
Yeah, I guess so.
What's up? You're 29.
Yeah. I have a married woman that's obsessed with me, and the fact that she's married, I don't want to, you know.
What does that mean? What is she doing?
She basically told me that you know, she's obsessed with me. I mean, she likes me a lot, and so, I mean, we've gone out a couple of times, but as friends, and nothing happened, and I wanted to keep it that way, but she has other ideas.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do? You got to F her.
I mean, that does cross my mind, but I don't want to disrespect
you,
her.
You know what will happen if you do that. Not only will you be jeopardizing a family, but you'll be in with this one.
And, no.
And she's nutting.
That's what I was thinking. And then she's basically told me that if eventually I liked her, she was willing to divorce her husband. And to me, that was a little too much. So
belong.
Okay. Jay, just get out. Don't
stay away.
Don't lead her on. You're a guy. You don't have to do anything. This goes out to all of you people, male and especially female, who get yourself in this situation. There's a person you really know who likes you. Don't even pretend. Don't even toy for a second. I know it feels good to have someone really into you, but spare them, spare their family, spare their kids, and spare yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's some people that they cannot let an opportunity go by. If, like, someone's really into them.
Yeah.
It's like,
that's a flaw.
Well, I know I'm married, or I know they're married, or I know we're both into something else, but they're into me. I mean, what are we going to do here? It's like trying to drive two cars at once. It ain't going to work. Just be secure enough not to let them know. Listen, I know I work with people. Producer Anna's pretty hot for me. There's a couple of girls I work with I think got a little hot for me. You know what? If you ask them, they tell you I was the biggest prick in the world. Because I don't want to even get close. I don't even want to go. I don't even get started. I don't want to even make them think for a second that there's going to be something that's going on. And the same thing women do to me. Right?
Well,
good times.
Good times.
All right. We'll take a break. We'll be back.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
1-800-LOVE-191.
Loveline, and that's Loveline. Cisco, tomorrow night, y'all, in the hizzy, in the hizzy. Tomorrow night, everybody. So I want to thank all the folks over here at 91X for doing a great job and helping us out and being so courteous to us and making this happen. And Engineer Anderson and Producer Ann. And who's on the phones over there? Lauren?
Sarah,
for doing a great job. And we'll see all you tomorrow night. Until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on the show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.